from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joe, we'll get it back to you.
All right, man. Can you imagine? I was just thinking about that September 8th, Jacksonville. And then you barely get a chance to go home, and you're right back at it Thursday night with Buffalo in town. Trevor and Josh, right off the bat. Trevor Lawrence and Josh Allen. Great matchups. Great matchups. Chance within 4 days to go 2-0. Try to get off to a really good start. And today, Chris Greer's going to talk. We'll have all that for you in the morning, and we'll talk about some of the things Chris, the general manager of the Dolphins, talks about today and is asked about today in the makeup of this team and where they go. Four wide receivers, two quarterbacks. You know they got to add another quarterback to the practice squad. They have to. Four running backs. You know what's funny? Just looking at the team, although some are going to disagree with me and say maybe the safety position is the strongest position. But for me, that running back position, Mostert, Achane, Wright, and Wilson. And by the way, you saw the backup running back for the 49ers out for the year. They would take Jeff Wilson so fast and put him in there and get him carries with McCaffrey right off the bat or until McCaffrey's completely healthy. So good depth there, real good depth, tight end position. The three guys that they have and Tanner Connor back, a little surprised, as a fourth tight end. I know he's got lots of athletic ability and can really run. We want to see it together, man, without injury, just a little bit. And I know coach always says 100% of the guys get injured. How about a little bit spread out the time of getting injured just a little bit more? That's all. And so here we go. But they do need to get – there's no way with two games, 4 days apart to start the year, they're going into this without a third quarterback, a third guy, and probably on the practice squad. And I don't know. There's some names out there. We talked about a C.J. Beathard and Bailey Zappe and Desmond Ridder. There's going to be some more guys out there. Mike White, by the way, if you're just joining us and didn't hear, is on the practice squad for the Buffalo Bills. So Mike is up there with the Buffalo Bills right now. And then there's word that either Jameis Winston or Tyler Huntley are going to be traded, maybe released, because they can't keep all these guys that they have. So I don't know what Mike's thinking. I know everybody talked about the Garoppolo thing. It was obvious to me if Mike didn't try to get Garoppolo that he's not a fan. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Or if he just thought, you know, I'm not worried about the third quarterback right now, and I understand there's going to be a big drop-off from Tua to anybody you put in there. It just is. It's going to be a huge difference. But he's been with Garoppolo. He knows the good and bad of Garoppolo. He's seen it. And by the way, you talk about a guy that's injured a lot. He gets that one too, no question about it. By the way, so anyway, we've got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff that we'll be talking about to hear the rest of the show here this morning. Eric, I didn't think of this, but it makes sense. And again, it comes down to the health of his foot. But Eric Ezekama was waived with Nick Needham yesterday. And Blake Ferguson, their snapper, who, by the way, is coming back. They're not getting rid of him. He didn't do anything wrong. probably made a little bit too much money, so they brought him back. But the Ezekama one is interesting. He's such a tease. He's got a foot problem of some kind. I mean, you don't have to be brilliant to figure out he's got a problem, that he can run the way he does, and then he's hurt, then he's back, then he's hurt. So he's got something. What's this thing that goes on all these basketball guys and all get? What's this thing with the foot? Everybody around just had it. What the hell?
The thing
planter,
that Herbert has now,
the
right?
Same thing. The old planter. So, I don't know. It sounds like he could have something like that for, you know, because if you have good days with it or bad days. But, I mean, he looked unbelievable in the one preseason game. He just looked out of this world. It was fantastic. But, so anyway, we've got a lot of different things that we've been discussing. Five safeties on this team, six cornerbacks. They ended up keeping two rookie free agents, Storm Duck. Love that name, my God. Is that just the greatest name? Storm Duck is going to go right down as one of the greatest names of all time. And you're right, man. I see a duck, and I see a storm, man. I see rain and, you know.
Always thinking marketing, bro.
Yeah, always. Storm Duck's got to come up with something.
Right next to the penguin. They saw a penguin over at the, you know, Hard Rock Stadium with a Waddle jersey. You put the duck right next to
it. Well, I mean, Storm's got to do a little something
first.
No,
he doesn't. You sell the duck.
Yeah, but... Eh. I think a lot of people aren't going to get it right off the bat. I don't know if it would work.
I'd be a buyer.
Well, of course you would. Hey, how about one of the big surprises that I didn't hear anybody talk? Andrew Meyer, a rookie free agent center, also is one of the 10 offensive linemen that they kept. And he played well. Kyle Krabs talked about, hey, he actually graded out really well. I was a little surprised that they kept him as a rookie free agent because of the guys. And then I'm curious, like everybody else, man, are we still looking to upgrade the offensive and defensive line? Specifically, the nose tackle position on defense and something inside between guard and center. Do you have enough? And again, Butch knows. Mike's got a pretty good idea where they are and what it needs to look like and everything else. And I know Tua gets rid of the ball quickly, but curious, man. No, and you know what? Everybody's got the same problem. No, nobody's got a perfect roster. Nobody has it. But nobody's going to want to hear any excuses. I don't want to hear them at the end of the season, let alone to start the season. Whatever you're going with, you got to win. You're going with four wide receivers to start the year. Braxton Berrios is going to be one of those guys. Heck, he ended up being one of the healthiest guys. And Malik Washington also going to make it. You know what's crazy about Malik? Malik actually didn't catch a lot of footballs. Everything he did was on returns and runs. He didn't do much on, like, route running down the field and catching ball. He had some good practices, don't get me wrong. They saw that he can do it. They ended up keeping six draft picks. Been a long time since we've had six draft picks on a 53-man roster with two rookie free agents. We don't get that a lot. So a little surprised by that. Anyway, we have a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. And injury is going to be one of the stories. Chris Greer talks today. This morning, the general manager of the Miami Dolphins will talk to the media, and I'm sure they're going to ask about Odell Beckham, Isaiah Wynn, some guys that have been injured since the offseason and still not ready to go, which is a little disappointing. Maybe the team knew. And by the way, they don't have to tell us the truth. It really doesn't matter because you got to just win games. Whatever you have, you just got to win at the end. We can sit here and critique this roster all you want at 53, and I didn't like three of these guys. I would have done something different. I know it's a great second guessing right after the 53-man roster is done, but you just got to win games, and then nobody will care. You got to go out and beat Jacksonville, and then you got to beat a team that has just absolutely owned you that you cannot allow to beat you twice this season. You would love to get a split, and the way you do it is Thursday night football, just a few days after that opener, Thursday night football against the Buffalo Bills. You got to win that game. Got to be good at home, and you got to start beating Buffalo this year. If you're going to be ahead of them, you got to beat them head-to-head. You have to. We got to go to break. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one! Portrait pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Time for a stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. .com. Market opens in like 9 minutes from now, and NASDAQ futures are down 20 points, S&P down 10 points. Pretty much flat, I guess is what I'm trying to say here, Joe.
Woody, I'm listening to you, but I'm watching this Get Up show.
What do you got now? Josh Allen the most overrated quarterback
is
in the NFL?
Is Josh Allen the most overrated quarterback in the NFL?
So Greeny doesn't like them, right? He likes just
well,
the
Greeny
Jets,
just,
right?
If it was up to him, okay. He'd just bring it and put his cheerleading outfit that his wife bought him, and he just put that on with an Aaron Rodgers jersey, and he'd be really comfortable.
He wants everybody to know that he's the biggest. I watched the other one when I get home, the Stephen A. Smith one I watched a little bit yesterday. They're screaming about elite quarterbacks.
So you grew up a fan of all the teams down here, pretty much, right?
I grew up down here, yeah.
Yeah, so you're – it's like I grew up – and I was a Northern California fan.
We're also doing a local radio show, though.
Huge, huge fan of San Francisco.
If I worked for ESPN, I suppose I would try to be a little more, you know, fair.
But
they, by the way, the worst one that they did ever was the NBA playoffs with the Stephen A. and the Knicks stuff was just so over the top. It just made it very unpleasant to watch.
Is Josh Allen the most overrated quarterback in the NFL?
I don't know where they get this stuff from. We got to get to the season, man.
We need games, don't we?
Yeah.
We need games where at least if Josh Allen goes 10 for 26 passing.
And then they put his number underneath, by the way. Is Josh Allen the most overrated QB in the NFL? 137 passing touchdowns since 2020, second most behind Patrick Mahomes.
So
yeah, that's overrated, all right.
And by the way, he is just – he's owned us, folks. I mean, he's just owned us, and that's got to change here. By the way, it's right around the corner too, man. It is –
I almost wish we could turn the volume up on this and hear what Tannenbaum has to say about it.
Oh, I wish you'd call him that. He listens to station, please.
I know. And he knows you, not me, so it really works out.
Oh, you just love that part, don't you?
I thought that was pretty awesome. That was one of my favorite interactions I've seen, to be honest. That was really good. Especially when you kind of called him on his shtick. And he was like, you know, that's really what he's...
I didn't even get a little bit of a joke and, hey, we got a job to do. The GM in him, or the president of the team, whatever title he's had, or VP of football operations, would not allow him to have a little fun. He went, no. I mean, it was kind of like, that's what I believe.
So the two screens we have on in here, we got Greeny and Tannenbaum on the top screen, and then on the bottom screen, you got Manti Te'o.
He's back.
Yeah. God, is he weird.
That was one of the weirdest stories. So,
yes,
so what was the girlfriend?
I watched. They had a documentary on it.
Was the girl make believe the whole time? Is that the deal?
Yeah, and he got like I guess he got catfished. Is that what they call it?
Well, there's a show I've seen catfish. Yeah,
but like, I don't know, man. At some point,
people jump on a plane to go meet him to find out they don't exist or it's some other.
It's just the whole thing.
I was just messing with you. I'm sorry. I went too far.
Like, he's a good looking guy. You don't have to make up a girlfriend.
It is.
But then didn't he kill her off or something, too?
I don't know.
Remember? Like,
no, I don't remember.
As a sympathy play? Probably to distract from the ass whooping they took from Alabama.
Oh, God.
Remember that game?
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That was down here, right? Was that?
It was down here, yes.
That was a game everybody left before halftime.
That was a really terrible game to go to, yeah. Yeah.
Notre Dame fans were puking in the parking lot.
I actually went to that game. It was awful.
Tell you one thing we do know, Notre Dame travels like nobody's business. Hey, put Notre Dame in the playoffs. You don't need to sell a ticket for the visiting team.
People texted in here, whatever happened to the standard that the national media people be unbiased? I don't think they have to be unbiased, right? Like, everyone's human and likes who they like. But the ESPN stuff, like, especially with the Knicks, was just so
Yeah, but the ESPN
top.
Guys go out of their way to let you know who their favorite team is.
Yeah, they also should know who their audience is. That's the other part.
But they think
it's
New York.
Yeah, like, New York is not, like, it wasn't just Knicks fans. And by the way, I guess the Knicks fans watch a lot of their local coverage over that stuff.
We got a lot of New Yorkers down here.
I know we do. I get it.
By the way,
we ignore that the existence.
They should be
of those
juiced
teams.
Up. I saw Greeny said the team that's got the best chance to knock off Mahomes,
yeah, the Jets,
is the Jets. That was shock. That was a shocking take on his part.
Sure.
Hey, man, they could be. Look, if you believe and it's fair. That they won seven games without an offense.
It's not really fair, Joe.
And then Aaron Rodgers.
They're not the second best team in the AFC. Come on now.
No, but Aaron Rodgers winning another three or four games, you wouldn't be shocked if they won 10 games, would you? If Aaron Rodgers stays healthy?
Oh, not 10 games. I'd be stunned if they met the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game.
That'd be a little bit of a downer right there.
Aaron Rodgers, by the way, doesn't have a ton of playoff success, so.
Well, he won one.
Yeah, he won one. Long career. He's like 50 now.
Didn't he go out in the first round a couple of times too with the best record? Didn't somebody get him? I think somebody got him in recent years too.
Bart Scott is another guy really far up the Jets.
He did
hit that yesterday.
He's
too,
a former Jets player too. I mean, I just
they were crushing. By the way, poor Dan Orlovsky was getting tag teamed by Shannon Sharp and Stephen A. Because Orlovsky said that there's like 10 elite quarterbacks. They were mashing him. They hit him with like, you could still be friends with these guys. You have to be honest. Like, it's pretty rough.
I will tell you though, you'll have a lot of guys go salty on you if you're taking shots at them on national TV.
Sure,
I'm sure
that's
a lot
the risk
of them.
Risk of the job, right?
But they won't have to worry about it. By the way, they're doing this whole thing on the other thing. Aaron Rodgers' book, the book out yet?
I don't know. I'm not going to read it.
I am.
I don't want to know anything about him. You really are?
Yeah, because a lot of it has to do with...
Well, he didn't even write it. I thought he had something to do with it.
Well, he did. He met with a guy that wrote the book.
I remember Florio was saying he had like nothing to do with it, really.
Well, how did he have that? He gave him time to go over stuff once he realized the guy's going to write the book.
I guess. I don't want to know anything more about Aaron Rodgers than I already know.
I want to see how he bounces back. That's what I care about most, right? You want to see what he looks like after four snaps a year ago or three snaps and pop in his Achilles.
It's an intriguing storyline, yes. I'll give you that.
It's going to be a fun year, man. All this offseason and what everybody's done and not done and injury and no injury and a fresh start and what you've added through the draft and free agency and been able to get. And hell, we still got 49ers, got two of their best players, got to figure out how to sign them. Before they play the Jets in that first game. But, I'm looking forward to seeing what this thing looks like.
561 says, it's hard to believe, but Stephen A. Actually knows less about football than he does about basketball.
Oh, you
Stephen A., in fairness, does get out there. I mean, he does talk to people and stuff.
No, he gets out and about, yes.
Yeah, and he actually happens to be a really nice guy. I
do agree that he knows a lot more about basketball than football.
The problem is it seems like he strayed a little on that podcast, man. He's done, getting in the political realm. And
no,
like,
because that's...
I don't want my sports guys doing that stuff.
All right. Well, you know what? You're coming out
Aaron Rodgers' book author was on Hawk and Crowder yesterday. There you go.
There you go.
Okay. WQAM.com. Why don't you listen, Joe? You can see if it's got any good insight for you.
I just... I don't know how you blow off your family for more than a decade. I just...
He doesn't like his family.
What could they have done short of stealing money from him?
Well, it was Olivia Munn, right?
No, she...
She talked about doing stuff to him, and the whole family got turned off, and it was like...
There's been a lot of families that weren't crazy about people that their son or daughter are dating or marry.
Well, they were outraged.
That's not the first.
Premarital relations, bro. Can't do that.
You think that is enough to keep you away from your son for a decade? You really think the parents went, oh, you slept with her, huh? We said not to. You're 25 years old, but you know what? We're done with you. I don't know a Christian family that would do that.
I mean, I'm not Christian, but personally, I'd be crushed.
You're such an idiot.
You're just...
You're such, I'm telling my kids to live with the guy before you marry him. She goes, what? I go, yeah, I think they should live together and make sure.
Well, I mean, I think they know you weren't like exactly a, you know, a saint when you were running around down here.
I think my stories are...
They speak for themselves.
I was immature and very wild. I'm first to tell you. Very immature, wild.
I've heard.
And not proud of everything that I've done. But there's nothing I can do at this
You're
point.
All right. Yeah, you've turned it around really nicely. Made a comeback. What's these Dolphins texts coming in here, man? It's like doom and gloom. Everything will be all right. They'll get healthy.
By the way, how about this one?
Next week.
How about play a game or two before you decide to go down that road?
They could very well end up 2-0.
That's a pretty good 2-0 to start.
Or 0-2. That'd be bad.
That's pretty good. 2-0.
You take 1-1?
2-0.
No.
2-0. I told you that.
So you're going full pig on the 2-0. I like it.
I'm going full pig off to a great start. Total pig. Hey, man, you know the deal. You know what? I was hoping we could go like a couple weeks without the December, January talk. And
you just want 2-0. That's fair.
Get your best stuff out there. By the way, there are going to be some guys on the practice squad who will probably be moved up for the game. It's going to look a little different, man. I let those guys over there do it, and there will be plenty of time to criticize if it doesn't work, and injured guys if they don't come back. I'm still thinking of, can I say it? Still thinking Odell's going to come back at some point and help.
Yeah. Maybe after the All-Star break or something.
Right? So. Yeah.
They're doing it again, by the way, on ESPN. Biggest threat to the Chiefs. The Jets.
Oh, yeah.
Now, C.J. Stroud and Texans will make AFC championship.
So does Greeny. As soon as Greeny finishes his show, he sprints over to the Jets. He's got an office over there and hangs out with the guys. All right. Hey, listen, we got a lot more stuff. Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network is going to join us. We're going to break down. He had a lot of stuff to talk about with the Miami Dolphins and putting this 53 together. So we'll talk about that. That's coming up next. Stay with us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.